My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
And also, The Athletic did a fan poll, a ranking of fan bases by their optimism. I don't think you're going to be surprised where Browns fans finished. Not this year. Should Deshaun Watson do more to protect himself in the field? I say yes. Go.
Yeah, you should always protect yourself.
Should he do more to protect himself on the field? That's the question.
Yeah, I have an answer you might not like.
Well, there's a lot of answers you have that I don't like, so go right on ahead.
I think if Deshaun Watson is truly going to raise the ceiling of the Browns and harken back to the Watson of old, it's going to end up putting his body at more and more risk.
I don't like that. That's an answer I don't like.
Because that's the thing he is doing the best. That's the thing I still think he can do the best, which is run around and make plays. And if he's running around making plays, we've already seen he's not good at sliding. He's not good at getting down. Not as good as Lamar Jackson at getting out of bounds and avoiding those big hits. So, unfortunately, in this case, I think you have to take the good with the bad.
Man, I totally disagree. I think that things got to change. For them to get to where they need to go, things have to change. I'm not trying to turn him into a totally different quarterback. He needs to do more to protect himself on the field. We need him for as many of the 17 games as we possibly can. He needs to change a bit of what he's been. I don't think if you are always... Is Lamar Jackson the same quarterback he was when he first started? I don't think so. He can still make plays with his feet. But if you watch some of the nuances of his game, he's not the same quarterback he was. I think if Deshaun Watson, part of the thing that people keep bringing up, are we going to see 2000 Deshaun Watson again? Do we want to see 2000 Deshaun Watson again? Do we want to see him take hits? Do we want to see him behind a not-so-great offensive line? Do we want to see that happen? I don't know if we do.
Yeah, but that version...
I don't know if we want to see that version
that
again.
That version also had some of the greatest highlights in the NFL.
He had great highlights in that season, which they were 4-12 in that season.
The Deshaun...
Does he not have a better team around him now?
Yeah, oh yeah.
I think that needs to be taken into case. Like, if he's not running around, but he's still making necessary plays and they're still competing and winning... I think that's the best version of Deshaun Watson. It's not a watered-down version of Deshaun Watson. He could be a better, smarter quarterback out there on the field and not take gut-rocking hits and keep himself in the football games and keeping this team competitive, because you can't expect them to do the same thing that they did last year. That's where I'm at on Deshaun Watson. I don't think he can the same things he's done
just,
in the past.
I just think that version of him is not going to result in the highest ceiling possible for the Browns. Like, I think if we are talking about the spectacular Watson, and, you know, you're bringing up the record with the Texans. I thought we all, maybe we didn't all agree. I thought we all agreed that, you know, yeah, they lost a lot of games, but it certainly wasn't because Watson. He wasn't the reason that they were losing
absolutely
a ton
not.
Of games.
Absolutely
right?
not. No. He was the highlight of the football team. I think there's a lot of people who couldn't explain why they were a 4-win football team when he played as well as he was, and it felt like a wasted year. But he's laying it all on the line to try to get them to a 5th win or a 6th win in some of these games. And we watched one of those games right here in Huntington Bank Field at that time in a bad weather game, and they lost that game. The Browns won that game against them. And to see that type of display, I don't think anybody would say that that's sustainable for a long career. That type of play, I can't, I got to have him. Remember, we're talking about not just this season. This is what makes the balance so weird. It's not just this season, Anthony. We're talking about next year as well, sure. The year after that.
But I guess I would compare the type of guy that I thought Watson had a chance to be, you know, if we were having this conversation 4 years ago, was Mahomes, was Josh Allen. And those guys, and, you know, throw Lamar Jackson in there too. What makes those guys different is that they have that uncanny ability to extend plays. Third and 12 is still obtainable because they can just put defense in so many bad spots because of how they elongate plays, because they use their mobility and hang out there. And by the way, Patrick Mahomes, I mean, yeah, he can slide. He's really good at that. He also feel like he injures his ankle every game. I feel like he injures his shoulder every game. I feel like he does take massive hits too. That's just part of playing that position.
I don't think he takes the same type of hits Deshaun Watson has taken over his career.
There have been big playoff games where I'm like, well, that's it. Mahomes is done. He's not going to be able
against
to come
us,
back.
Against us, that was a thought with the foot. Go ahead. What were you going to say?
Well, just every playoff.
He had a concussion game, too.
Every playoff, there is him hobbling around, barely moving, not knowing how he's going to get back to the line of scrimmage, and then he busts one for 13 yards.
And obviously, we know, like, Josh Allen is in a different size class than somebody like Watson, but it's the same thing, right? And nobody's asking in Buffalo, even though I shouldn't say nobody's asking. Yes, they would love Josh Allen if he could just sit in the pocket and never...
They've just accepted. He is the battering ram that you run all over the field.
So I guess my question with Watson, do we think he's good enough at sitting in the pocket, processing defenses, making the right decisions? Like I think we've all kind of accepted he's not that guy. And that's why we're overhauling the offense. That's why we brought Ken Dorsey in. To let him cook,
but I think
to
there
let
needs
him be the old Deshaun Watson.
I understand not what you're saying.
Not force him into the confines of a Kevin Stefanski, Joe Flacco offense.
Do we
that
have
offense
to go,
is for Joe Flacco. All right, it's not but, for Deshaun Watson.
But do we?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Have to go from one extreme to another? Like, do we have to have him running around and putting a shoulder down against defensive backs all the time like we did last year? No. And I don't need him to be 100% in the pocket, stand and deliver. No, he's not that type of guy either. But I can't meet a mixing of the mind here, because if he continues to play the way he is, we're going to be back here having this conversation in November again about some sort of injury that's going to cost him, and it's going to cost us, cost them time, cost them their window. I don't want to do that. Like, when Patrick Mahomes, like you bring up Patrick Mahomes, when Mahomes doesn't have a good line, he just gets rid of the ball quicker. He'll get rid of the ball quicker. We just think it's magic. It's not just magic. There is strategy. There is planning. And I don't know why we can't just expect some planning and strategy with Deshaun Watson, too, as he becomes an older quarterback in this league.
Yeah, I just
want to just accept that, well, he's just going to put his shoulder down and we're going to have to hope for the best.
I think it's a great point. And yes,
thank you.
It would be great if they could meld together all, you know, this concept and this concept, but also be safe, but also make big plays. But the reality is the instincts kick in. And I think there's a reason why we're going to see him almost solely from the shotgun this year, because they've accepted play action, not Deshaun's game. Can't turn the back to the defense for prolonged periods of time. He's just not that quarterback. He's not going to be able to pick apart defenses doing that the way that maybe Joe Flacco could during that run. They're just two totally different quarterbacks. So I do think you got to take the good and the bad with that.
216-474-0092. Should Watson do more to protect himself on the field, or is risky play something that I just need to accept? I don't want to accept it. I don't think I need to accept it. I think that there can be some change in how he plays. I think it doesn't have to be an extreme example of him standing back there and just letting it rip from different places. That's not how the position's played anymore. I'm not trying to make him into that guy where he just stands back there and surveys the field and decides to deliver. That's not what I'm trying to do. But I do think that he's going to have to eliminate some of the hits that he takes, or take some of the steam off the hits that he takes, because I need him. I need him this year. I need him next year and the year after that, and hopefully the years after that as well. And you're taking years off his career.
So do you? Well, that's,
if he's putting himself in harm's way.
I'd be curious to see what the fans think about that. 216-474-0092. Are we still playing? Are we still thinking big picture with Deshaun? Because I feel like we're very year to year right now. That we need to see We need to see the pinnacle of Deshaun like immediately.
If a person is year to year, then they do not care. If we just want to see the pinnacle right now, then you do not care about next year or the year after that. Then fine, I guess I can't have an argument with a person who's just feeling they're going to get the best out of him 1 year, and then that's going to be the end of it. The contract is too big. The time on the contract is too long. I know anybody can say what they want to about the cap. You still want your quarterback to play well, and you want your quarterback to play as well as he can for as long as he can. Does anybody really want to be in the hunt for a new QB? I know there's people who don't like him. Be honest with yourselves. Do you want to be in the hunt for a new QB? Because that means you're going to suck. That means you're going to have a bad football team. I don't want to be in the hunt for a new QB. I want this QB to work. And for this QB to work, he's got to protect himself. He can't just go out there. He brought us back against Baltimore last year. Maybe changed the way the season was seen. I'm going to give him that credit. I know some people don't. I'm definitely giving him that credit. But in the long run, I don't want it to cost us. I don't want it to cost us on any of the other things that we could possibly do with the guy. My team is too good, but my team is too old. I cannot risk any more injuries by him. He's going to have to play the game a bit safer. And that means sliding. That means, yeah, you can get out there and use your feet. You're supposed to use your feet. You're an athlete, a hell of an athlete. But you got to slide. You got to be more reasonable about this stuff.
You don't think there's...
Pick and choose your spots.
Yeah, you don't think there's some correlation, though, to the safer Deshaun plays the game than the less dynamic he is? Because I think there is a direct correlation.
Oh, I think there's always a direct correlation with that. The safer Lamar plays, the less dynamic he is. The same with everybody. But I think that those are the things that you're willing to sacrifice to a certain degree. Those are the things you're willing to sacrifice to get an entire season out of a guy. Because if he's only good to me for half a season, Anthony, then we're not going to go anywhere this year. So I can't just have a half a season out of the guy. Like, I got people going, well, he's going to go five games anyway. I can't do that. Like, we're at an all-time low for excitement about a team that's supposed to be good out there, which is giving away what I can sell later, but I have to make my point here with
you. Well, so what do you think this is with Dorsey coming in? Because I think what Buffalo fans noticed last year was the difference between the Ken Dorsey team and the team after that. Their offensive efficiency numbers were really good under Ken Dorsey. But what were they doing? They were not getting the running back involved nearly as much. James Cook, like the splits are evident with Dorsey and post Dorsey. And Josh Allen was doing a lot more heavy lifting earlier in the year with Dorsey.
Well,
so isn't that what's going to happen?
But it's also going to happen because you don't have Nick Chubb back yet.
Well, that's
true.
And
until you have Nick Chubb back yet, you're definitely going to put more pressure on Deshaun Watson and more pressure on the passing game. So Ken Dorsey should be able to help out with that. Now, this is where Kevin Stefanski comes in. Once you have Nick Chubb, hopefully your offense changes, and hopefully that what they're game planning against you, that changes as well, so you can keep teams guessing in that case. 216-474-0092. Are we at Hail Mary time with Deshaun Watson here? Should he do more to protect himself on the field, or is that type of play something I just need to accept because we're trying to get anything we can out of the investment.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.